Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus, presented by the Kashrus Awareness Project in conjunction with Torah Anytime. Today, we are joined by Rabbi Aaron Mendelson of Kosher Services. How are you, Rabbi Aaron?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you. Today, I'd like to discuss the topic of weekends in hotels, really hotels in general,
okay.
But it's become much more prevalent. People go away for Shabbos to hotels, whether for Shabbatons, for conventions, Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos after Pesach, Shabbos during the summer, Shabbos Nachmu. It seems like more and more of these programs that are wonderful programs that give people a respite, give them an opportunity to get away. But they do present tremendous kashrus responsibilities and concerns. And as a Rav HaMachshir for decades, you know as well as anyone what could go on. So certifying weekend Shabbatons, there's so much that goes into it. Well, not that I've gone away that often, but when I have, I'm always amazed by the breadth and the scope of the catering operation. It's unbelievable, from the amount of food that's produced to all the kalim that's brought in, right? All the utensils. What is a question? What are the questions that people should be asking you?
So question number one is, I had one, somebody made a phone call to me and said, it's a frum, he was going to have a party on a boat. True story, happened to me. He called me up, he said, it's a frum caterer. I don't want to pay for mashgiach. It's on a boat. What could go wrong? So I said, listen, you have to have mashgiach, because every place, if the party is in a place that's not kosher, you must have a mashgiach. And he says, okay, but I don't want to pay for it. What should I tell the caterer to look out for? What should this? So I said, okay, I'll tell you some things. It was like, for the next 15 minutes, I told him an entire list of some of the things that I look out for. I told him about the bar, I told him about cutting boards, I told him about knives, lemons, limes, covering counters, sinks, ovens, chafing dishes. The list goes on, and now I just rattled off a few things with very short points, but I had to explain each thing to him. And then after 15 minutes, he says, wow, I didn't know there's so much involved. And I said to him, that's why we have to have mashgiach at every single party. So number one, is there going to be a mashgiach at the place? That's the most important part. Mm-hmm. They said, I'm not using the ovens. I myself once did a program. It was like Shabbos HaGadol. And then there was another caterer there. There was another caterer who came. No mashgiach came to the place. And he says, oh, he wants to use my stove, which I kashered, whatever. I said, and if I wouldn't be here, what would you do? And this guy had no clue about kashering a hotel. He was doing from boy, it was a bacha, whatever, mm-hmm. but no clue about hotels.
So the first question is basically,
what's
the mashgiach? Who is the Rav HaMachshir? And if I do get to the Rav HaMachshir, are there any questions that I should be asking?
Right, so question number one is, does your catering have a hechsher, and who is the mashgiach? And is there a mashgiach on site? That's crucial. If there's no mashgiach on site, you could say, have a nice day, and you should leave. If there's no mashgiach in a hotel, and it's using somebody's kitchen, there's thousands of things that I spend the next 2 hours saying different things,
right.
And all these stories have happened to me. You must have mashgiach who knows hotels. A guy could be in a restaurant for 100 years, in a kosher restaurant. He's working kashrus for 20 years. He comes into a hotel, he's a zero.
So assuming that there is a mashgiach, and in the minute we have left here, what guidance could you give people as far as what they should ask?
My opinion, the most important question is, how did you kasher? So I'll tell you why I say that. Story that happened to me, guy walks into the kitchen. This was in the time of, it was around 15 years ago, and then the entire United States had one of two hechsherim. It was either Ali or Rabashkin. That was, around 15 years ago. So he comes in, is that meat Ali or Rabashkin? I said, my friend, they're both shechting it with a knife without pekimis, that's the same. They're both putting it into water, and then they're salting it, and then three hadachas, and all that the same, and they're all both kosher chickens. They might have different standards in minhagim, but in deraisa, they're both kosher chickens. I said, but this oven had pig in it yesterday, and you should be asking me, how did I kosher this oven? And he was like flabbergasted. He says, oh, there's pig in here yesterday? I didn't want to tell him there was pig in this oven today. I didn't want to say that to him, but there was. And I know how I kosher it. I kosher with limon chomer, and whatever, leaving Kali Muhammad, whatever, it's another shiur in itself. But I said, you're asking the wrong question. Mm-hmm. Why are you coming to me to ask me about the meat, which is very important? But that's not the most important question, is because when working with tarfis, you have the most chashuv shchita in the whole country, but if your oven is treif, then that's the thing. The most important question, la'aniyus da'ati,
is
how did you kasha?
Interesting. Now, there are many other aspects of going away for Shabbos. We'll save that for
another
episode. For now, obviously, kashering is crucial.
Right.
And also, like you said before, that if you're going away for a Shabbos or really any event, make sure that the event is certified by a reliable Rav Amachshadet above all, right?
And a Mashiach Tamidi.
Mashiach Tamidi.
Yeah, and it should be kashered properly.
Okay, Rav Aaron. That's
the hakdam. Everything else really is in the hands of the Mashiach to make sure that everything else goes properly. Right. But you have to make sure that there's somebody overseeing the entire party.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.